Hello?
Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
Hello, yes. You know, I was on the line yesterday ordering this ad that you had on a Makita drill. And
What's
I
your
was,
zip code?
I'm sorry? 44141.
And your name?
Abbas Sitapkan.
For security, confirm the address.
Sorry?
For security, confirm your address.
For 9193 Meadow Lane, Brecksville, Ohio.
Thank you. I have your account located for the Makita contest entry done by the Byte Sub Service. How can
yes.
I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to cancel that request that I made because I got a billing for 59 something.
Yes, sir. So to enter the sweepstakes for the Makita each week, you do have to join our company service because we're providing that for our company's new customers each month. We provide you recipe guides that help you cut carbs and boost energy.
Would you please just cancel this? I'm not interested in this.
Would it help if I could plug in a $20 price drop for you if price is a primary concern for you?
Sorry?
Would it help if I could discount it $20 to drop the price down?
No, I'm not interested in that purchase at all. Cancel it, please.
Okay, well, your account has been terminated. Is there any further questions?
No, you have taken it. Would you remove that billing on my account that you have posted as a charge for 59-something?
It's not a same-day billing. Let me see what I can do. Hold on one moment. Okay, so since it is not a same-day billing, sir, I wouldn't be able to issue a full. There is a non-refundable $5 setup fee, but what I can issue is $54.89 back to your account, and that'll refund to you within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
With how much?
$54.89.
Yes, but why won't you cancel that whole transaction?
Because there is a non-refundable $5 setup fee, sir.
All right. So you'll charge me $5?
Yes, sir. You're going to get a refund of $54.89.
When?
Within 3 to 5 business days.
35?
Three to five. Correct.
And so in the meantime, will you take that amount off my credit card now, the 59?
That charge will stand because your financial institution does have to let it post. You will receive a refund of
$54.89. I would prefer that charge not show up at all, and you just bill me $5 right now.
We wouldn't be able to do that, unfortunately, because the charge has already processed. So the way it works is we wouldn't be able to rebill the $5. It would have to be the refund of $54.98.
What was the $59 for?
That was for signing up for the company's offer to join the sweepstakes for the Makita, sir.
Why would you charge that if these were prizes given away?
So what we're doing is providing that contest for our company's new customers. So the only way you can enter the contest is to become a customer of ours. So if you're not a customer, you wouldn't be entered. It's kind of a reward service we're doing for those who join us and remain with us.
Well, it's strange because it's really poorly worded because it's very misleading, that whole ad. First of all, it was not done by Home Depot, and you are representing Home Depot.
Well, we apologize for any misunderstanding. I know the offer is being presented to over 500 different companies, like customers, for being a loyal customer, but the terms do explain the service, so I apologize for any misunderstanding.
But so what's going to happen now? You're going to process the 59.89 and then issue a credit for 54 something?
Yes, sir. It's going to be a refund of 54.89 because I wouldn't be able to cancel the full transaction, unfortunately, to rebill the $5 because it's already processed.
If you can cancel it, I would very much appreciate it and just bill me for $5.
We would not be able to do it that way, unfortunately, because the charge has already processed on our end. So we wouldn't be able to do to reprocess and then rebill the $5. You would receive the refund of $54.89.
Now, can you give me some confirmation for this refund?
Sure. Is C as in Charlie?
Yes.
Give me just a second. C as in Charlie, 920. 7:59, 8:47.
7 what? 59, 8:47. Now, what is that?
Your confirmation that you just asked for?
Oh, C920-759-847.
That is correct.
Now, so I would let this transaction proceed then.
Yes, sir. And then
and
you're going to receive that
and
refund.
And you issue a credit for 54 something.
54.89, correct.
Now, you know my I have suspended that card, so it may not process.
It will, sir. It, as long as the account itself is still active, it'll go back to the account it was billed from.
All right, because I hate to tell you this, but your whole ad was very misleading. Nowhere did you mention that this charge would be applied.
It is explained in those terms, so I sincerely apologize for any misunderstanding, sir.
No, there was never a charge that you were going to charge me for 59-something for entering this contest. Nowhere did it ever appear during the entire process that I was trying to do this. It was very misleading. Hello?
I'm here, sir. It was where you checked the box stating that you were 18 or older and that you had read and understood and accepted our company's terms and conditions before continuing.
Yeah, but where were the terms and conditions? I never saw that.
It was the box you checked that stated you were 18 or older and that you had read, accepted, and understood the terms
All right.
and conditions.
Well, whatever
it was,
it is, but I still have to tell you, it is very misleading. And so this confirmation number, will I be able to follow through?
Yes, sir. The confirmation number does verify everything we've discussed on this call today, as well as our recorded call.
Yes.
And I've also notated your account and processed the $54.89 per our discussion.
All right. Now, would you repeat that confirmation number again, please, just one more time. Thank you.
C is in Charlie, 920-759-847.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.